Siman Tav Ches, we left off in the middle of Sef Aleph, we learned the Mechaber, and now we're learning the Ramah. The Mechaber had said that if somebody puts an Eir of Tchumen, for argument's sake, 2,000 Amos away from the city which they live in, which they're starting off Shabbos, so they can go to the Eir of Tchumen. If they want to come back to their city, they can only go 2,000 Amos back from the Eiriv, and if it leaves them off at the beginning of the city, so be it, they can't go more than 2,000 Amos away from the Eiriv. The Ramah says that no, the city which is started off Shabbos, you go to the Erev, you can come back to the original city, and you can walk the entire city. You can't walk outside the city on the other side, because you made the Erev Tchumen, and if you lost the original 2,000 Amos, you would have had to the other side of your city. But to get back to the city, not only can you get back to the city, you can walk the entire city. And the Ramah says, that one can make them, and indeed, Mishnah brings the Bach and the other Achredim, say as such, the Gesemach on this Shita the Ramah bring, and we can make them. And Mishnah explains that the reason why the Shita holds that you could go back to your entire city is that since you're alone, you spent the night, overnight you slept in the city in which you live. So therefore, you know, usually the place you make the Erev, that's the full-fledged Mokm Shvisa, and you get 2,000 Amos each direction of that. Here, to some extent, your city is also considered yours, in the same way you can go to the Erev from your city, even if you have to walk more than 2,000 Amos. You could come back from the Erev to your city, since this was a city that you're alone, but you slept in overnight. In fact, the Shaar Tzion, he's Mesupik, if just the fact you're in your own city, Ben Shmoshes, is good enough. Even if you didn't sleep there overnight, is that enough to allow you to come back from the Erev to your entire original city? At the end, he's basically noted lahachmer because he sees that the Arachrenim, who are machmer entirely like the Mechaber, not like the Mal. He says that, you see in the Beis Meir says like that, and others. Therefore, the amount that we have to be semach on their Mal, we semach on it, but not any more than that. The Rabbah says the Roi Peskim are chilek on their Mal, and the Beis Maimini, that's quoted as having the source of the Mal, doesn't necessarily say clearly what the Mal says, and therefore, even though we can't say the one does not have the right to be semach on the Ramah, many achrayim, the Bach, and others passed it, but anything that's unclear, it's ambiguous, unclear if the Ramah applies, we're not going to use the cooler of the Ramah. And therefore, only if somebody spent the night, they slept overnight in their hometown, do they have the right, when the next day they go to the Erev Tchumen, to come back and walk the entire city, even more 2,000 Amos away from the Makom Erev. And next thing the Ramah says, that which the Mechaber said, that if your entire city is included as Muvla in the 2,000 Amos, back from the Erev, so the whole city is considered like Dal Amos, and you get additional Amos on the other side of it. This is even if the 2,000 Amos from your Erev end right after your city, before the Karfif, before the Ibur Le'ir that we made, that we learned about previously in Sim Shin Tzadi Ches. And the reason for this is because we say Ibur Le'hokov Le'lachma, that which we give in Ibur, an extension to the city, about 70 Amos, 125 feet, before we start counting 2,000 on all sides, it's only meant to be a kula for your benefit, but not L'chumro, that it should be considered as if the city is no longer swallowed up and absorbed completely muvla in 2,000 Amos of the Erev. And therefore, in this case, even though usually if the whole city plus the Ibur is included 2,000 Amos, we view the whole thing Kedal Amos, even the part Mokom of the Ibur. However, here, where the counting the Ibur as part of the city makes that the 2,000 Amos in the Erev ends before the end of the city and its Ibur, so rather we cut off the city before the Ibur, and we say only the city is considered Kedal Amos, and then the Ibur is part of the additional Amos that you get, you're allowed to walk now on the other side. The Ramah says, in any place you put down the Erev Tchumen, you have 2,000 Amos in all direction, north, south, east, and west. If you put the Erev down in Rosh Yochid, so you have the size of Rosh Yochid, plus 2,000 Amos, north, south, east, and west. You put the Erev down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a field, so you get that Makom Shvisa is considered, you get the 4 Amos by 4 Amos around the Erev, and then you get 2,000 Amos in all directions. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it comes out that you get like a box since you square out the corners of the 2,000 Amos of Tchum Shabbos. Basically, you get north-south, 4,004 Amos, and east-west, 4,004 Amos, because you have the 4 Amos of the Erev plus 2,000 Amos each direction, and we box it out, so it's 4,004 Amos by 4,004 Amos.